Hi, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones
and her adorable husband Sean Farrar.
Woo!
Thanks for hanging out with us as we give some
life tips
and real life marriage banter.
Let's get started now with a random thought.
Hey, it's Random Thought in the office tonight.
It is.
And recently, Sean K., since it's random time, I'm going to tell you I randomly saw a Facebook group called Unexplained Maine.
Yeah.
Where someone talked about, well, people are supposed to talk
and
about
things.
And
she's been addicted to it ever since. Go ahead.
Possibly. people talk about things they can't explain in Maine, and you're supposed to be supportive. It's not very supportive. But there was a guy locally who saw a dog man, allegedly, on the by Dave's Auto Parts in Ellsworth, Maine.
Really?
Yes. And I'm fat, and the dog man followed him in his friend's home and knocked on the camper, and it was very
exciting. Oh, that was the one where you were reading I didn't realize that was so close.
So I kind of got obsessed with the fact that somebody from our local area saw a dog man.
Yeah.
Whatever dog man is, but he's kind of like a monster.
I don't know what he is, honestly. I'm, you know, I'm more of a Bigfoot aficionado because of you.
Well, it's sort of like werewolf, but not a werewolf. It's a dog man. I don't know. But it all came back to me when I saw on ladbible.com in an article by Simon Catling about a woman who quit her job to live her life as a puppy.
What?
Yes. So this woman decided that she needed to quit her job because everybody's quitting their job because of the pandemic. But no, that's not why. She quit her job because she wanted to be a puppy full time.
For who? Whose puppy is she?
I don't know if somebody owns her or not, but she is a puppy full time. And she has gone viral again because she got into a fight with another dog.
Who is also another human being.
On the street.
That's like some sort of soft porn is all
it is. Yes, basically. She goes by the name Girl Jenna.
Instead of a cat fight, it's a dog fight.
It's a puppy fight. And let's be specific. And she goes by the name Puppy Girl Jenna, and apparently she's earned more than 700,000 pounds from, quote, filming content for her OnlyFans subscribers.
That is crazy. Is her acting? Does he show them how she's a good girl, learn how to poop on the paper?
Probably. Stuff? I don't know. I don't pay her.
Oh, my God.
So she's 21 years old. She has an OnlyFans, right? And you can only see it if you pay for it. And, like, there's pictures of her, like, she's like a puppy chained to a fence outside. And
just like that other,
street.
That's the other girl, right?
Oh, I don't even know.
She looks like a Doberman.
But apparently on Jenna's TikTok, there's a video that's had more than 9.5 million times, and she crawls around on the floor with a leash tied around her neck. And then, apparently, she's not alone because the camera zooms out and there's another woman tied up like a puppy, all in Doberman pose by a barrier.
And so, it just so happens these dogs have masters as well.
I'm sure they probably do. And so then they start staring at each other, all trying to alpha each other out. Yeah. And then they have, quote, feisty barking. And then a guy says, no, no, no. Come on, let's go. Hey, Jenna, let's go. Let's go, Jenna. So I guess that's the master.
Uh-huh.
And she looks up and he's like, no, keep walking, Jenna. And like, they don't really, really fight. They just kind of stand off.
Right.
And Jenna captioned the video because apparently this puppy can write and caption.
Right.
Like I was being held back.
Luck, I was being held
back. Yeah, so there's a whole thing called puppy kink.
Yeah, and the second half of this video, when the puppies get together, is on Pornhub.
Oh, that's right, because they do that puppy dominant thing. So you can pay $20 a month to watch Jenna and support her puppy lifestyle.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, she likes being a puppy, man. She likes it.
She likes the money.
Well, probably that too.
Off of all the...
You know what I like being? I should start OnlyFans. Hey, random writer sitting in her office.
Dude, if we put a couple cameras in there, you'd get people peeping on you during the day.
I don't think so, man. They'd be like, oh my God, she's so boring. She's so boring. She just keeps staring at the computer.
I'd be like, hey, Carrie's about ready to read a porn scene in one of the books. Tune in now.
And they'd be like, why does she look so angry? She looks so bored. She's barely moving.
No, baby. You just act all randy.
You didn't get it.
She's I did. She doesn't.
I just realized that was totally appropriate because our podcast is called Dogs Are Smart.
Ah, that's right.
I didn't even think of that.
Okay. Dogs are making the money.
I guess so. Puppies are smarter than people.
Dang.
But the real point of our podcast today is to make your life better. And maybe that's by being a puppy, but maybe not. But today we're going to talk about toxic masculinity.
What?
Yeah.
There is no such thing, is there?
Yes. So this week, in our attempt to make Sean's life a little better, we're talking about being toxic. And we're specifically talking about men being toxic. And to do that, we first have to define what toxic masculinity is.
Maya Salem, in a 2019 New York Times article, writes that it's, quote, hiding your emotions, pretending you aren't upset, making sure everyone thinks you're hard.
This is not actually a quote, but yes.
Not your muscles, but your brain, soul, or emotions. That's not even the heart I was thinking of either.
Oh, man.
Voice equals toughness.
Violence, honey. I think violence equals toughness equals powerful. Oh, I put in
the better word, voice.
Yeah.
Violence equals toughness equals powerful. Say how well I'm trained.
You are so not trained. So, in other words, a direct quote, toxic masculinity is what can come of teaching boys that they can't express their emotion openly, that they have to be tough all the time, that anything other than that makes them feminine or weak. I know it doesn't mean that all men are inherently toxic, said Salem. But toxic masculinity is more than that. It's a set of beliefs that a lot of men believe about themselves and a lot of women believe about them too.
Like what?
What are those stupid damn beliefs?
According to Dr. Axe, they are things like...
manhood is defined by violence, sex, status, and aggression.
Men should not be interested in feminine things because this makes them appear weak.
Men shouldn't display, quote, feminine traits such as emotional vulnerability.
Men and women can never truly understand each other or just be friends. For reasons like men are always interested in sex.
Real men are strong and don't show emotional signs of shame or weakness.
Anger and violence are useful ways of solving conflicts.
And finally, men are not suited to be single parents or the dominant parent in a family.
Yeah, so all that's BS, right?
Yeah, man.
That's right.
So you might recognize some of those beliefs in yourselves or in others, right? And it's a lot of BS. You can be male and you can be a man and you can be nuanced. There isn't some sort of dichotomy of man strong, woman weak. And we're not even going to begin to talk about how tough female sex organs and birthing organs are, right?
Well, I will if you want to.
No, though. That's a rant.
Because I can attest to that.
All right, so... Alright, so moving on.
Masculinity theory has its origins in gender theories and has been expanded by the work of Raywin Connell, who is an Australian sociologist, Dr. Ronald Levant, who is a researcher, and others who speak of the patriarchal dividend. And according to Axe, it's about
a set of values established by men in power that functions to include and exclude and to organize society in gender unequal ways. It combines several features: a hierarchy of masculinities, differential access among men to power over women and other men, and the interplay between men's identity, men's ideals, interactions, power, and patriarchy.
So what are those values? We talked about some of them, but those aren't all. Let's go at it from another angle.
It's always good to do that. So over on Tiny Buddha, Charles Razouk writes,
toxic masculinity has bred men to be the life of the party. Drink hard, smoke cigarettes, and do drugs. Be indomitable like the snowman. I added that. This behavior always necessitates sleeping in to recover afterward and lower productivity. For women, on the other hand, there is more of an emphasis on looks, composure, and output. Essentially, on being perfect. This may sound misogynistic, backward, and antiquated, but unfortunately, these expectations still affect our society, though they are slowly changing. And the result is not very positive for men or women.
So, how does this hold us all back? Because that's the point. Like, we don't want to be held back. We want to move forward. That's the question. According to Scientific American, quote, the scramble for dominance and denial of emotion comes at a great cost. It blunts men's awareness of other people's needs and emotions, drives domestic and sexual violence, makes aggression look like a reasonable way to solve conflict, forbids seeking health care and even thinking about seeking mental health care, and it pours fuel on the fire of drug and alcohol abuse. What else do they say, Shani?
They also say toxic masculinity even invades life's small pleasures. To paraphrase the comedian Bill Burr, the man box means you can't admit a baby is cute. Hug a puppy, say you want a cookie, order banana pancakes, or carry an umbrella in the rain.
Get those shoulders up. I'm sorry, but I can't get past the phrase man box.
The man box? Yeah. Well, that's a whole different thing.
So how do we fight toxic masculinity? We've realized what it is, why it's bad for us, it holds us back, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel held back by the standards of being a man?
Well, you know, no.
Oh, for God's sake, of course not.
I'm guilty of that one thing, that one eternal man thing. I'm always thinking about the sex.
Baby, you're guilty of more than that.
No, everything else, I'm clean on that.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah.
You don't show softer emotions very well.
Oh, baby, that's not true.
That's very true. You don't want to cry. You have such a big deal about crying.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that earlier. I wasn't, like, trained for that. That was a self-imposed restriction.
Baby. The you don't realize that's the point.
I know. I imposed it.
No, you don't realize that you're being trained. You watch Clint Eastwood and you watch Rocky and you...
Oh, maybe. I meant familia by my family. I never had anybody talking about manlyhood in those kind of ways. You know what I mean? Manhood. Manly ways.
When you cried, what did your family do?
Oh, they freaking gave me a hug and pat on my back and said, it's all right, baby.
Did they?
Yeah, because when I was young, in my formative years, it was all women.
That's kind of nice. All right, so how do we fight toxic masculinity? Do we just have our boys raised by all women? Maybe. One, you want to allow your kids and your men to have emotions and express them, damn it.
Call out people for being nasty, trolling idiots.
Yeah, man, because that's just perpetuating that same thing.
That's right.
Three, look at your kids' role models. Are they toxic on Dagen Rampa?
Yeah, probably.
Four,
remember, toxic people can change. Your mistakes don't have to destroy you. Just thinking they do is toxic.
Yeah, man. You don't need to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to grow and evolve. And finally, admit that culture and society has helped shape you and your personality and your belief systems.
Well, I think that could be a hard one to admit, but it's definitely true.
Yeah?
Yeah, think about it.
I know, man. Jeez. Like, you may think that you don't have those things, boo, but you kind of have some of those things, even though...
I'm sure I do. I'm just saying it wasn't something that was imprinted upon me in a family circle, you know?
Well, you have a very hard time not being perfect. Like, you always have to be right in an argument. You dig in.
I know where that came from.
Where'd that come from?
That came from my father.
Exactly. And what are we talking about?
I was specifically talking about the crying part. I also said I was guilty of plenty of them.
So dog tip for life is next, man. Are you going to be ready for that?
No, I'm not ready for no dog tip for life.
All right. Well, hopefully you will in the next 2 seconds.
We'll just take a break. Dog tip for life.
Sean had a few moments of introspection, so he had to What? To have pause there. But he talked to our other boy dog, Sparty. And what does Sparty tell you, man?
Well, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Oh. Sparty said, don't be afraid to explore who you really, really are and why you are that way.
Right?
Don't be afraid to face the negative aspects of your personality and try to change them.
Right. So, like, Sparty's a very good example because, like, he's tall. He's a boy.
Yeah, he's a boy.
But he does not fit those boy stereotypes.
Oh, bull crap. He does. When Gabby's trying to go outside and Sparty says, ugh, and just friggin' shoulder checks her into the door frame and goes out first. Yes, he does. And also, now when you give him a treat, he doesn't snatch at it anymore because he learned that that was wrong behavior there. He learned that one because it involved food.
Exactly.
If Gabby gave him a treat every time he didn't push her out of the way to get out of the door first, he'd stop doing that eventually.
So in summary, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Heck yeah, just give us treats. Hey there. Thanks for listening. The dogs are smarter than people. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share your heart out.
These podcasts and more are at my website, carriejonesbooks.blog.
There's even a little donation button there. Because even a dollar inspires a happy dance in Carrie.
And Sean.
But hers are much better than mine.
His are funnier.
So thank you so much for your support.
The music you hear here is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track.
Who is the artist and what's the song?
Well, it's Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
I love that song.
He does.
Just because of the name.
He does.
Thanks for listening so much. Boop.